Okay, then, thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1707, the Keith Corporation.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail store and mini storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.47 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13, 450 feet north of Route 46, also known as Elks Ridge. Still have a copy of the site plan, the larger one?
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Earlier this week, the applicants were, or the commission was supplied by the applicant with an exhibit booklet. The exhibit booklet contained site data, site information, reference to water service, sanitary source service, stormwater management systems, and a large appendices of information. That is part of the record. It is a large volume of documents. We also received two letters. First one being from the Department of Transportation. It was dated in June of 2006, about the same time the applicant applied, which was July 10th of 2006. And it's a response to an entrance request for the parcel requested. The respective land is located north of Seaford along U.S. 13 and is subject to the policies of the Carter Capacity Preservation Program. Main goal of that program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. They make reference to the state strategies. The site is located within a level 2 investment area. In this area where the population is concentrated, state policies will encourage redevelopment and reinvestment. As depicted on your plan submission, you were proposing to develop warehouse storage space and a tractor supply store. The department will permit the property owner to develop a direct access along U.S. 13. The access shall consist of rights-in, rights-out driveway. In the vicinity of this site, the department intends to develop a service road. The Concept 2 site plan depicts an appropriate amount of area for the public easement. Service road will be developed within the public easement and provides a contact, office, and phone number. The subdivision section will review the site's entrance and geometric layout. They also provide the applicant with an aerial picture of the site and information regarding the Carter Capacity Preservation Program. And that was signed by Tom Felice, project manager for Delta. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we are advised by memo received yesterday, the 7th of November, that the site is not in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that it is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 2, that the project proposes to use an on-site septic system, that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County plans to provide sewer service. The parcel is in a future annexation area for the city of Seaford, and Seaford may provide sewer service in the future, and that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Plan. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, the Keith Corporation. With me tonight, seated in the second row back here, is Wendy Fulton, who is with the Keith Corporation, and also Gary Couples from ECI and Rehoboth, who did the site design and engineering. As Mr. Lang said, there was an exhibit booklet submitted, which I believe you gentlemen all have a copy of, and that does contain some of the exhibits that I'll be referring to. I do want to mention that there is a 99.9C report in there, and we are aware that that is a provision of the subdivision ordinance. However, from our experience, that seems to be a good overview on probably any development. So we just prepared that, but we are aware that is a subdivision requirement. This is a conditional use application for two proposed uses, a retail store, which would be a tractor supply company store, and a self-storage facility. The property is located on the west side of U.S. Route 13. It's approximately 450 feet north of Elks Road, and it's basically just north of Seaford and just a little bit north of where Route 13 and 13A intersect. The total site contains 9.47 acres, and it has a depth off of Route 13 of 400 feet. The land is currently zoned AR1. The property is owned by another corporation. It's owned by the Keith Corporation, and basically the Keith Corporation has a leasing arrangement with Tractor Supply Company. Keith Corporation finds sites, develops sites, and basically sets them up for Tractor Supply Company. Some of you may be familiar with Tractor Supply Company. I wasn't. It is a retail chain that sells products for home improvement, farming, lawn and garden maintenance, livestock, horse, and pet care. Tractor Supply has its headquarters in Brentwood, Tennessee. The business is based on the sale of more specialized products than the larger home improvement chains offer. And it basically presents itself as a more rural alternative to the big box stores. The company started in 1938. It now has over 700 stores in 37 states. The Keith Corporation, or its entity, owns the 9.47-acre parcel, but they buy it with a view toward developing these tractor supply sites, and they actually only needed about half of that land for the tractor supply store. As a result, they propose to subdivide the property and to utilize the other half as a self-storage facility, which would be sold to a third party who there's already a contract for that arrangement should this be approved. Water for both of the sites would be provided by on-site wells. There would be a water tank located on the tractor supply site for fire protection and to comply with fire marshal's office requirements. Sewage disposal would be by way of separate on-site systems. They're designed with the systems providing 100% replacement bed areas, and they are designated on the plan. Permits have been issued by DENREC for the sewage disposal systems on both the site, and copies of those permits are in Appendix A of the exhibit book. Stormwater management would be handled through a system of open swales and a pipe and inlet system going to a shared stormwater management pond, which is located at the southern end of the property. The system would be subject to a joint use and easement agreement between the two owners for the shared use and maintenance responsibilities of that system, and the system would be designed in accordance with soil conservation requirements and would be sized to handle all possible water runoff in that area. DelDOT, as Mr. Lank stated, has reviewed the site plan and indicated no objection to the proposed joint entrance, and that would be a right-in, right-out entrance onto and from Route 13. There is no Route 13 crossover at that location, so there would be no traffic crossing Route 13. Those letters are in Appendix H of the exhibit book. The site will provide additional Route 13 right-of-way to DelDOT to comply with DelDOT's corridor capacity preservation program. In addition, as Mr. Lank stated in the letter from DelDOT, DelDOT has indicated that it intends to develop a service road system in this area and requested, and our site plan shows, a 50-foot easement area located along the back or the west side of the property for a future service road. For the present time, and I suspect for some time in the future, that will just remain as open space and would not be utilized. And you can see that at the very top of the plan there is the proposed easement for the service road. Now, as to this site's location, Route 13, as you know, is a principal north-south road in Sussex County. It's classified by DelDOT as a principal arterial road. The area surrounding the site is extensively developed as a commercial area, as was intended by the zoning ordinance. And this is just a copy of the
county tax map, basically showing the zoning in the area. And north to south, this is the site here, which is highlighted in yellow. And as you can see, everything on Route 13 north of the site, on both sides of Route 13, is zoned C1 commercial. Across from the site, there's two C1 parcels. And then south of the site, everything on the west side of Route 13, as well as 13A, which kind of branches off in about here, is all zoned commercial. Those commercial lands have a wide variety of existing commercial businesses and uses located there. Going north to south on the west side of the road, there's I.G. Burton is located there, Chambers Towing and Storage, Sturgis Marine, Handy Real Estate, there's an HVAC business, there's a liquor store, Phillips Signs, Ravens Trucking, and then south of the site, Del Dot has one of their maintenance yards. There's a Callaway Fresnel and Moore real estate office and Duke's Lumber Company. And then on the east side of Route 13, going south to north, there's a Service Today, Hopkins Automotive, a bakery outlet, Warren Electric, Southern States, Grand Rental Station, and a warehouse complex. We believe that the proposed uses that we're requesting are a fit in this area and are compatible with the nature of the area and the existing commercial uses that are already there. The site itself is on the border of the Seaford Town Center and the Seaford Developing Area under the County Comprehensive Plan, and these are areas where development is directed. And under the State Strategies Plan for Spending, it's located in a Level 2 area, which again is where the state encourages development. We just went up to plus a few weeks ago, so you do not have a plus letter yet. And we did that as an afterthought because we weren't sure whether or not this did have to go to plus. Plus has a requirement for commercial buildings over 50,000 square feet. The Tractor Supply building is actually about 16,000 square feet. All the rest of it is the mini storage. I don't know whether that's what they actually intended for square footage or not. However, so as not to be technically incorrect, we went ahead up and met with them. So that letter should be forthcoming, I would think, within a week or two. I was glad we went up because at that meeting, I'm kind of used to going to those meetings requesting or proposing things in Level 4 areas, and I normally get a explanation about Level 4 areas, and it's been kind of an ongoing thing with PLUS. On this one, though, they said this is in a Level 2 area and close to a Level 1 area, and as one of the representatives from DENREC said, they said, that's like coming to PLUS and knowing the secret handshake. So we don't have their letter yet, but all indications from the PLUS meeting was that they were very favorable on this. The site will be served by the existing utilities that already serve the other businesses in this area, which is Verizon, Delmarva Power, and Chesapeake Utilities. We're in the fire service area of the Seaford Volunteer Fire Company, which, as you know, is located nearby in Seaford. The site is currently cleared. There is some trees to the rear of the property. It had been farmed. It was not farmed this year, to the best of my knowledge. There are no environmental conditions on the site that would adversely affect the development of the site or have any impact on anyone else. There was a geotechnological study done, there was soil studies done, and an endangered species study was done, and copies of those studies are in the exhibit book in Appendix C, D, and E. And as to the site plan itself, the northern parcel, or the parcel to the right, would contain 4.9 acres, approximately half the site. This would be the Tractor Supply Company site. There'd be one commercial building. It contains about 19,000 square feet. I correct myself, I said 16, 19,000 square feet. There's also outside storage and display areas. The business itself would employ approximately 20 to 25 people. The southern parcel would contain 4.57 acres. It would contain 9 storage buildings of various sizes. In addition, there'd be a 30 by 40 foot office for the site. The storage facility would be fenced with an entrance gate,
And what I'd like to do is turn a presentation over to Gary Couples to actually go over the site plan with you. Gary.
Good evening. My name is Gary Couples. I'm the president of ECAI. I'm a registered professional land surveyor, professional planner. And the location is 220 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It seems that Mr. Fuqua has done a pretty good job of outlining the project to you. There's a couple of things that I would want to bring to your attention. Is in the design of the tractor supply, consideration was given to how delivery vehicles arrive and leave the site. And we've developed a circulation pattern. I think it's pretty apparent on the plan. If there's any questions about it, I'd be more than happy to address that. But the radiuses are large enough that a tractor trailer can make it all the way back to the loading and unloading area. Now then, one of the problems that you have with deliveries to stores such as this, or deliveries to any type of store, not just tractor supply. Sometimes the trucks get there a little earlier than what the store opens, or a little later than when the store is closed. There's provisions that we're not going to allow vehicles to sit there and idle. This isn't going to become a truck stop by any stretch of the imagination. The other advantage of this is that we have situated in a manner that the vehicles are off the highway. They're not lined up on the highway with deliveries or that would create a hazard at all. And that's one of the considerations we had discussions with DelDOT. With regard to the zoning, that 50-foot reserve for future frontage road, which is really not really, it's a service road, not really going to be a frontage, that gives you an indication of what DelDOT's plans are for this quarter. There's actually, if you look at the plan that we've provided you, a detailed design for that frontage road, if in fact they do construct it, they have acquired the right-of-way, and when they feel it's necessary to pull that trigger, I suspect that that's what they're going to do. One of the things that dawned on us is that there is residential properties to the west of our property. There is currently a buffer area there that is shown. It's a tree buffer. What we're going to do is supplement that buffer so that we don't have an exchange between the residential and the commercial use. Although, as Mr. Fuqua has pointed out, the commercial use extends up and down that quarter on both sides of the road. With regard to lighting, there will be security lighting for both facilities. The lighting will be directed so that the light shines on the facilities themselves and does not impact the residential development to the west. With regard to parking for the tractor supply, there were 77 spaces that were required. We've provided 79. There are all sorts of different sizes of parking areas for the tractor supply as you look on the plan. There's some 20 by 40 foot spaces for people that would come in with trailers. Again, this store, one of the markets is the farm community, and people come in with trailers, et cetera. Stormwater management, as Mr. Fuqua has alluded to, is a common via common system with a common stormwater pond. It's located to the south of the site. Depicted in blue on the plan. With regard to compliance with 99C, that is in the book. We put that in there. Although this is a conditional use, we do feel that it is adequately addresses the project and what the intent is. At this point, with regard, one other issue that would come up is the sewage. The sewage we have permits for both sites. We had it in the book as a community system. Well, the reason we said that is because this was just a common area. And I didn't want to confuse anybody, but there will be a system located here that will service the lock and store, much smaller, obviously, than the system for the tractor supply. So if there's any confusion there, I apologize for that. But that was the thinking behind it. And I'll just really take any questions at this point.
All right, so Mr. Fuqua, do you want to continue, and then we'll just
Save
them all for you?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Couples.
Just following up on the site plan, the buildings are of various sizes. I did mention that they will be fenced.
will be a gate for entrance, and we do understand and we will coordinate with the Seaford Fire Department as to the lock at the gate and how entrance can be obtained. There's really the parking on the storage area is just service parking for the people using the facility. I do have a proposed conditions and findings, which I'll give to Mr. Lank if he could distribute them to you. And in conclusion, we believe that this conditional use request is appropriate and compatible with the area. And I think from what you could see on the zoning map, it really is what would be considered an infill type of use or an infill type of land use application, since pretty much everything in that general area is of some type of commercial use or zone commercial. This application, I think, would be appropriate if it had been filed as a change of zone application for CR zoning. Based on the nature of the area, I think that would fit here. But since we had an application here where we specifically knew what the two uses were, not just a retail store, but an actual tractor supply company store and a storage area, we chose to file it as a conditional use application, which, again, as you know, gives you the ability to have some control over things of that nature. So that's basically everything we have to present, and as normal, we will try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you this evening, and we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Fuquay, has the Keith property, do you know, have they ever built mini storage before?
Have they ever built mini storage before?
Are they in the business for that?
No, they're not in the mini storage business.
They've never done it before?
No, and actually, the contract purchaser actually may be, would they be building it?
Yes. The contract purchaser has significant experience in mini storage.
Okay. So how would that work as far as putting conditions on it? We will be put conditions on, and the contractor has to abide by them. Is that correct?
Correct. The conditions go with the land.
Okay, that's fine. It says here on your conditions, no outside storage at the facility. Would that also mean vehicles?
Yeah, the no outside storage, just so I'm clear, that refers to the self-storage facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually discussed that because I know on some other applications you permitted boats and cars to be stored outside, and in discussing that, the way the site plan is designed and basically based on the size of it, there really isn't any area for the outside storage of vehicles. So rather than create something that would be not work, we said we're not going to have any outside storage of vehicles.
And we can stipulate that.
So everything would be stored inside on the
You'll see that zone. Provision sometimes when these type projects of this type, multiple buildings are phased, they will want to use the unconstructed sites for boats or something like that, and that's how that had happened in the past. But we appreciate your stipulation.
And the hours of the self-storage will be 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Again, I believe I saw that from some other applications, and
exactly
it seemed to be a reasonable time.
Okay.
You don't want to have people coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah. How about sign? Are you requesting sign?
For some reason, I always forget that. Yes, so there'd be a sign identifying the self-storage, and then there'd be the normal signs. I would just say the signs that are permitted by the ordinance in the commercial zone. Again, and I know you're familiar with that area, and you know it's well signaged.
Definitely. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Schmidt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed on the site plan it has a 20-foot diameter fire tank and pumps. Guessing that the fire marshal or representative was at the plus hearing and that you went to?
Yes.
And the applicant will meet or exceed any of their recommendations?
Yeah, we were required to meet all the fire marshal regulations, and I think, as you know, since this is not on central water, there has to be adequate fire protection supply provided, and that will be.
Mm-hmm. And the mini storage buildings themselves are under the square footage. I'm guessing that they do not need to be sprinkled.
I think they may have to be sprinkled.
The you're right. Initially, when this was initially submitted, anything under 10,000 square foot was where there was no requirement, but it's changed. It's now 2,500 square foot. And so these buildings will also be sprinklered.
All right, thank you. And I would like to touch on what Commissioner Gordy mentioned about the outside storage. Guessing for Tractor Supply, there would be some items that they might typically put out.
Yeah, they kind of have a standard layout that they put out. In fact, there's a Tractor Supply store in Salisbury, and they have outside display, and they have some larger items that are stored outside. And it's kind of a standard setup. And again, if riding down Route 13 in this area, there is a lot of vehicle storage and other storage outside, so I don't think it would be inappropriate at this location.
No, well, not suggesting that it was, just wanted to clear up that would be that concrete storage pad. I was at the Tractor Supply yesterday, and they had things such as wood-burning pellets and some four-wheelers and
some big vehicle-type things and those kind of smaller tractors and things.
One last question, I guess, from Mr. Couples. Coming out of the plus, did the people up there talk to you about the clean rooftop on these buildings, about where the downspouts going, you know, being channeled to?
There was no discussion about that at all, but we're aware of that requirement. We will channel them into the stormwater management system.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
I have a question concerning the buffer to the rear of the property. It stated in the exhibit booklet about the trees remaining there, but should that service road be built, would there be any buffer or what type of landscaping would you anticipate on your property?
Gary, you can answer. The easement there is a 50-foot easement, and again, if a road was built, I assume there would still be areas on either side of the paved area that perhaps those trees could remain that are located there now. It'd be a Del Dot easement, so it'd be a Del Dot call on that.
But we're still anxious to provide the buffer. I mean, we would still have the area that's shown here along the tree line here to maintain that. We're going to maintain that through our control of that area. If and when Del Dot takes advantage of and acquires that access, that's a Del Dot issue. You know, we wouldn't have a vote on that.
Correct on their part, that's part of the right of way. But on your the remaining property, is there any provision for any type of screening between that and what now would be, you know, an open vista to the?
Well, we're going to provide infill along this. We're going to screen this as best as we can. And in discussions that we've had with Del Dot, we have no reason to believe that if they elect to build the frontage road, that they're going to remove that buffer. That was part of our discussion at the very beginning with Tom Felice, that we felt this is a residential use, and we wanted to maintain those buffers. That was part of our initial discussions.
Mr. Johnson, to answer your question, I think we anticipated that buffer would remain even if that service road was developed. Your question is, would there be a landscaping buffer provision on our property on what would be the east side of the service road?
Correct.
Yeah, that was not planned, and there'd be spots there where that would be difficult to locate that.
There are, however, areas that we could. I mean, certainly, areas there. Again, it's hard to tell what Del Dot's going to do as far as even providing access, because obviously, if they build this, then this access here is going to be terminated. They're going to do the access then would be off the frontage road. But certainly there are areas here that we could landscape appropriately, and probably areas along that 50-foot right-of-way if it becomes necessary. Because we're anxious to have that buffer, to have that separation.
And you know, Mr. Johnson, taking it a step further, if Del Dot did develop the service road, I think the service road would actually potentially provide more of a question than these buildings. In other words, if Delta puts that road in, I think part of that plan would have to have some type of landscaping or fencing along the other side of the residential properties. And DelDOT, one would presume, would take that into consideration.
Okay.
You mentioned hours of operation for the mini storage, and knowing that I guess one of your competitors in the Bridgeville area does offer 24 hours access. So something for you to bear in mind in your discussion with the developer of those mini storage.
With the mini storage?
But what you're proposing is 7 to 9. Now, is that would be the similar hours for the store itself, or?
No, we just thought, you know, since the mini storage people come and go, we thought it would to have more normal hours like that. I don't know, Wendy, could you address the hours of Tractor Supply? Yeah, come on up and just identify yourself for the record.
Wendy Fulton with the Keith Corporation. And the store hours that Tractor Supply typically operates kind of varies by market, but it could be anywhere between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and probably 8 a.m. to 8 or 9 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. I've got a further question, Mr. Chairman.
I'll answer. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Thank you. Just to go back to the buffering deal, the road, the proposed service road is going to be eased over to DelDOT if this is approved.
There'll be an easement given to DelDOT, and physically, though, it'll just remain as open space, grass, maybe even some landscaping in there until that road would be developed. And again, I can't speak for DelDOT, but I think we all would suspect it may be a while before that road would ever be developed.
Would the maintenance of that area be shared between the mini storage and the, you mentioned that you would leave the trees and maintenance it, would that be a shared maintenance agreement?
Actually the subdivision would be basically along this line here, so this would be the responsibility of this owner, this would be the responsibility of this owner, but actually they own that land and they're giving the easement to build
two maintenance agreements on that. The you mentioned also swales that would be going back to the stormwater management pond. Do you see them in the front of the property?
Gary.
I don't
want to
what was your question again?
Stormwater swales.
Swales are going to take the water from the Tractor Supply over to the...
They're going to be joint access to... All the swales will go to the stormwater.
They'll be underground.
Some of them will be underground. Some of it are just swales, because there's swales along the highway here.
But you see the swale then moving along the front of the property.
Okay, and get back to the car. Yes.
No further questions.
Mr. Lake? Rick reminded me a few minutes ago. If this project were to be approved, you would have to comply with highway corridor overlay zone requirements for landscaping, buffer setbacks, et cetera.
And we would address that with our site plan approval.
Just a reminder. Now I lost my question.
We must be done.
That's all for now. I think I would have meant.
If you think of it, we can come back. We can come back to you.
Mr. Counts.
Just want to clarify something about the trees we've been talking about. Are they on your property, or are they in a buffer that's between this property and the subdivision?
They're on both properties. There's a line of trees there.
One line of trees. They overhang.
They're on both properties. And what we're going to do is we want to supplement that buffer so that there's just not an issue between the residential use and we can do that very easily on our property.
I'm not going to speak for the commission, but I think it's obvious the concern is not while it's an easement. That's obviously going to be taken care of, and trees are going to stay there. The question is, when the road's built, those trees are going to be gone. To grade get the contours and drainage on the road, the trees that are at least on the easement area are going to be removed, aren't they?
No, I can't speak. There's no design.
So you said you laid
formal.
Out
the... We've laid it out basically for DelDOT. We've shown, and there is room to still provide that buffer in that design. But I can't, that isn't DelDOT's design. That's our attempt at guessing what DelDOT's going to do at some point in the future. And I think it's fairly accurate. And that design accommodates that situation. If the trees are removed, we would expect that the trees would and the buffer would be replaced. But bear in mind, as Mr. Fuquay has discussed, that would be the least of the problems if you have a service road back there behind the residential lots. I think, you know, that's going to be an issue that will be addressed by DelDOT and the residences when and if they build that service road, certainly. I don't think that we have, I think we're going to get a vote on that. We're doing and we're specifying on our plan what we want to do and what we want to continue. And certainly if DelDOT comes back and uses that easement, we're going to want that buffer replaced. If they remove it, we would want it to be replaced. I think you guys would too.
Sure. Okay.
And I would hope DelDOT would recognize that in just good design, that they would want to put up some type of buffer.
It looks tight on the site plan, but you show your swale, and there's just right. A few feet left.
And I don't, in my experience with highway departments, they're not prone to plant trees. They're more prone to remove trees. But that's just my experience.
Mr. Abbott, no questions.
Council, any questions? All right, gentlemen, we thank you. You'll kindly stand aside for a moment. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1707, the Keith Corporation? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1707? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have another one, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
And this is concerning your stormwater management line that you're showing.
What's the approximate distance or what kind of buffer would there be between the Route 13 and your stormwater management pot?
You mean from here to the edge of the paving?
Yes.
That's about 125 feet.
To the edge of the paving.
This right here is the right-of-way line. It's probably close to 100 feet.
But from the property line, how far are you anticipating, and will there be any type of buffer or cover to keep trash from filling up your stormwater management pond?
Well, that entire area would be fenced.
It will be fenced.
The entire area is fenced.
The entire, yeah, because that's within the self-storage area.
Okay.
So that would all be fenced.
So, yeah, perhaps maybe on the plan you don't see, but there's chain link fence around the entire facility.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else have any other questions, Mr. Lank?
I'm fine, thank
you. You want to leave the record open in case you think of it, or?
My question was asked.
All right, then. That being said, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.